The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill. I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Sukh Chamdal and new CFO Michael Botha of Cakebox, the UK's go-to provider of luxury fresh cream cakes. So welcome, gents.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, well, big congrats on this morning's positive and in line full-year trading update, with sales up 5% to around sort of £34.6 million. But before we sort of dig into the details, Sukh, I don't suppose you could quickly talk through what you're seeing at the coalface in terms of consumer behaviour and whether households have readjusted now to the cost of living crisis.
Absolutely. And I think last year was quite a blip for everybody. This generation, they have never experienced inflation before. And the cost of utilities going up, the war in Ukraine, and all this being put together was quite a shock for the consumer. And now all that has settled down, or we know that after August, when people had their second holidays, which were left over from the previous year, and they've readjusted their budgets, and they know what the cost of living is, what the food inflation is, and they've adjusted now back to normal, and which is, let's have this celebration, let's spend a few more pounds on this celebration, because only happens once a year, and average consumers got about four occasions a year, so let's make it the best. And we're well poised to be there for the customer. We've worked really hard to ensure that our price rises were well below food inflation in general. And I think the consumer is rewarding us back again by coming back to their normal values and making that occasion much more special.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I've actually now got over the sticker shock of high energy prices and started to readjust my spend. But just on the sort of the momentum in the business, I did see we've now got a positive like-for-like sales trajectory in that second half. Did you just talk us through, Sukh, on sort of the momentum in the business from say, Q3 through Christmas and Q4 and then a bit on Easter, if you can give us that sort of level of visibility?
That's right. And we always have projected that or the consumer, our customer, you know, they've been hit with so many headwinds that they will then start adjusting and then going back to that celebration. So we had Christmas, we had New Year's, and we had a very good Valentine's and Mother's Day. And Easter, on this year, or unlike last year, people have all vanished and gone abroad because they had to take the holidays, which were overhang from COVID. And then we've got Ramadan as well has started. So a lot of our customer base haven't traveled, and we're looking forward to the Eid celebrations this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Now, Michael, I know it's a bit sort of like early doors because, well, first of all, big welcome, obviously, to the company.
But thank you very much, Paul.
Yeah, but I know it's sort of fairly early days, but I don't suppose you could just sort of quickly just highlight what you see in terms of the sort of the financials with regards to that, you know, the trading update. You've got a strong cash position, and obviously we've had that supply chains, you know, sort of like easing slightly. You know, talk through sort of like, you know, what you're seeing so far, your first impressions.
Yeah, well, week two, so they're really first impressions. You know, again, strong balance sheet that's continued, really strong cash generation. Over the last couple of years, you could see we've the business has invested in its production facilities and its production capabilities. There's also been an investment in the teams in terms of driving the further growth for the years to come. So, there's been some really positive investment into the business, and we're still sitting with a really good balance sheet.
Yeah. And how are you seeing sort of like that, you know, that supply chain with the input costs and stuff like, is that now sort of like easing off? Because obviously, again, we had high freight and energy costs and presumably, obviously, you know, food ingredient costs as well for sponge and whatever.
I think generally we have seen it. There has been a stabilization and even a slight drop. We've seen fuel prices come down. You know, utility prices are coming down, and food costs are starting to stabilize. So it's looking a bit better than we did about a year ago.
Okay, good. Now, Sue, just in terms of the sort of, you know, the franchisees, how are you seeing the sort of the their appetite for new stores and stuff?
Again, I think Covenant has returned to potential franchisees, but our existing franchisees have got a lot of ambition to expand as well. So we've got a core amount of franchisees which are expanding out, getting their second stores, third stores, fourth stores. And I think the appetite has returned for expansion. And our applications are up and our pipeline is quite solid.
Good. And is it still the continued rollout for Asda and, you know, that supermarket area?
That's right. And so we go along with Asda. Or refreshes their stores and they make space available, and we take advantage of whatever can come forward at whatever time.
Good. And then just finally, Sue, on those, the online sales, I'm guessing they're still sort of like tracking as, you know, as you'd expect.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a new marketing director in, and she's doing a wonderful job, and we've increased our online presence. We're actually going to launch a new website next week.
Are you?
Yes, and that will allow us or the customer experience to be a lot better. It will give the customer a lot more choice, and it will enable us to solidify that customer experience so that they can enjoy our cakes wherever time, wherever they want, with delivery, collection, or even a 1 hour delivery slot.
Great. Okay, I'll be checking in there then in next week, that's for sure.
Look out for our gifting shop. So we're going to have a section where you can gift anywhere in the country and we'll deliver it for you.
Fab. Right, great. Okay, now just Michael, just very finally, in terms of sort of like, you know, news flow going forward, I guess we've probably got the prelims in June, have we?
Yes, correct, yes.
Yeah, and I'm guessing is there likely to be just overall what's your sort of like your sort of objectives over the next sort of 12 months? Is it just to sort of, you know, keep the business sort of tracking ahead, or how you see it on that sort of like, you know, the CFO position?
Well, it's working with Suk and the exec team here to embed our strategy to really look at all our growth opportunities. And put a roadmap together so we can start executing.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, look forward to hearing all the details that in June at the prelims. And well done, gents. Very good second half.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.